Chazal said this of Yichud, a person has a time lapse to it. If a person with a situation of Yichud for one moment, it's not a problem. There has to be a time lapse. Time lapse actually is quite short, though. It seems to be an area of time of about a minute and a half. It is already Chazal said Isser of Yichud starts. This time lapse, which we're talking about, is all talking about that the person does not have control over the time. In other words, it's going to end whether he likes it or not, and that's after this minute, minute and a half. Person gets into an elevator. So it's not a problem of Yichud, you get into the elevator with a woman, because somebody could open the door at any point in time and enter. The person's in a house together with the two of them are just there. The woman's at home and a repairman comes. You have a situation of Yichud. The husband is not in the town. So there's no Hetzer Baal HaBir. The gentleman comes in. Well, he's only just coming in to check read the meter. That's true, but he could stay longer. That's not a situation, even though he's only in just for a moment, because he could stay longer. There's nothing which is going to stop the Yichud. That already is not going to be mutter. So a situation like an elevator where you do not have control over the time will be mutter. Situation where you do have control over it is not going to be mutter. Even if the time is less than that, but since it could be extended, is going to be awesome. So let's say again, somebody went out and they said they're going to be back in just one moment. You know they're coming in a minute, so that situation, you know something is coming in. So as long as you don't have a problem, the person's going to be coming in, even though you know he walked away, but he's going to be coming in very shortly. So that's you have a half. You don't know exactly how quickly he'll be coming back. That's going to be mutter. This morning, Rabbi Rosenbaum will be meeting.